Welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk about this week is kind of the emotional side of losing weight. I want to focus on that this week. And specifically, very often what I see happening with people is that they'll be following a plan, regardless of how long it is. Let's say the first 6 months or so, and they start getting some good results. They start losing some weight, they're eating better, they're exercising, any combination of these things. And while they're doing those things, all of a sudden, they start to get a little bit depressed for whatever reason, right? I mean, because remember, the thing you want to remember is this, that being thin does not make you happy, all right? What do I mean by that? I don't mean that you can't be happy being thin. I don't mean that at all. But what I do mean is that your weight is not the thing that determines your emotional state. Okay, it can influence it. You can get in a bad mood, and if you're really overweight, you can think about that and make yourself feel even worse. But it's important to understand that even when you hit your ideal weight, you have your ideal level of health, you're still going to have days when you feel depressed. Okay, it's just the way it goes. You're going to have up and down days regardless of what weight you're at. All right, no matter what, you're going to have up and down days. So I think it's so important to recognize and understand that. Because if you go into this whole process thinking, well, once I lose the weight, it's going to, solve everything. I'm never going to be upset again. That's not true. Okay? We have up and down days all the time. What ends up happening often, if we're overweight, is that you have a down day and you focus on that thing. And so it starts to seem that the weight is what's causing, feeling down. But that's not true. All right? So what I can say is that it seems that if you can get your weight back to where you want it to be, then you have these down days that they may not last as long, okay? Because you don't have so much to focus on that keeps you in that place, all right? But remember, more than your weight, what has much more to do with your emotional state is what you're focusing on, right? You get into that kind of down place, and what at that point are you starting to focus on? All the things that have gone wrong in your life, or how you want things to be and how you can make things better in the moment. And that's what I want to talk about right here. Because understanding that there are going to be up and down days, what are some strategies that we can have in place so that when we do hit one of those those kind of down parts, that we're ready for it? Because what truly is going to affect your weight ultimately more than anything is not how long you can get yourself to exercise in a row or how many days in a row you can get yourself to eat well. That's something you want to focus on. What ultimately is going to dictate it is how quickly you can get yourself out of a rut. Right? So emotionally, you get into a kind of a rut and your eating starts to suffer, your exercising suffers. That's normal. That's natural. What you want to focus on, what you want to get really good at, is being able to get yourself back on track quickly. And the secret here, I believe, is to have some strategies in place, some things you can do that will make the rut less deep. All right, so say you get in a bad mood, whatever the reason may be. Say your body doesn't feel quite right, so you don't feel like exercising, or you stepped on the scale and it wasn't as much weight as you wanted to lose, or your pants fit tight, whatever. What we want to do is think about some things you can do in that moment, because you know how it is. As soon as the motivation disappears, it's easy to fall back in that rut. But what can you do to, again, keep that rut not so deep? Well, here are a few things. The first one is you want to have some exercise options that aren't as intense. Right? Big mistake I see with people that have exercise programs that when they want to lose weight is that they're very, very extreme. And it's very difficult to maintain that long-term 100% of the time. But a lot of times that's what people have. They have the extreme plan because they want fast, rapid results, or they have nothing. And so what you want to do is you want to create something in the middle or a few different plans so that if you are low energy, if you are just feeling down, you have something simple like, going for a walk or doing a short yoga routine or doing something easy. Because what's going to happen is it's going to stay in your mind that you're still somewhat on track. And again, remember, it's much easier to be somewhat on track to get back on track than it is to feel like you've completely fallen off the wagon and you have to start all over again. There's a big difference. The other thing is when you're eating, right, with your eating, say you're not feeling 100%, and your eating suffers a little bit. Well, again, what we don't want to do is we don't want to get 100% off the wagon. So some of the things you can do are focus on eating an apple or eating some bananas or eating some fruit so that at least you're doing something that's keeping you on track, all right? Getting a salad. You could skip, you know, one certain meal, or you could skip one dessert, even when you're feeling kind of down, all right? So one of the things I use that works well is I'll think of a kind of a scale. So if I'm in a bad mood and I just kind of eat too much of something or eat a food that I know is not good for me, what I'll think of is I'll like to balance it out. So say, I'll give you an example. Actually, yesterday I had ice cream for lunch. I can't even remember ever doing that before, but whatever. So I had ice cream for lunch. So at dinner time, I evened it out a bit, okay? And I ate a little bit better for dinner than I normally would have, okay? Because in my mind, I kind of balanced it out a bit. Now, I can't just say what this does, you know, calorically in my body, but I think the big benefit is emotionally and mentally, because I go to sleep at night and it doesn't feel like a whole day where I was just totally out of control, right? There's a little bit of balance there at the end. And as I go to sleep, that's a nicer way to go into the following day, I think, all right? So this is what I'm talking about. Say you blow the whole day, right? And you eat ice cream all day long. Well, maybe if you drink 2 glasses of water before you go to bed. Again, that balance idea is what we're after here. Don't get caught up on the specifics of what I'm saying, but just the idea that if you do overeat or eat the wrong foods, balance it out a little bit, right? Do something else that will balance you out a little bit. So when you think about the day, you can at least think of that part of it as well, okay? Because remember, it's just so easy for our minds to go into this all or nothing mode. And I can't tell you, if you can break out of that, that can be one of the greatest things that you can do. Okay, so we talked about some exercise strategies, some nutrition strategies, and again, I want you to think of your own. I think the main overriding idea here is that you want to balance things out. The bad stuff will happen naturally and happen on its own sometimes when you're in that mood. But what you want to get good at is intentionally balancing it out, all right? And I promise you, I think you'll feel a lot better, even if the bad days go on for a week. If every day you know you feel like you overate every day and didn't exercise, but every day you did one little thing, I'm telling you it's gonna make it feel a lot different. And when you get back on track, you know, full focus again, it's really nice, because you don't feel like you're starting from, you know, negative 10, you know, where you let go an entire week. You feel like you're kind of starting a neutral place, or, you know, that you have some momentum at least. So let's talk about emotions too. Emotionally, again, it can be disappointing that when you're doing well, all of a sudden you get off track, right? And this is, I think, really something that's responsible for a lot of people's failure ultimately with weight loss. So what we want to think about is, again, losing the weight, being on track, doing things well, feeling proud of yourself, and then you get off track. That's natural. That happens, okay? And there's a million reasons why. It doesn't matter why. It just matters that that happens, and it's completely natural to be doing really well and then get off track. I know this isn't probably what you want to hear, but we need to address the things that no one ever talks about, right? It's easy to get motivated and focused for a couple weeks or a week and do everything, and everything's great. But we need to recognize that there's going to be, right, this kind of movement in our behaviors. So when it comes down, some of the things we want to remember are, okay, first of all, we can address it, we can accept it. I'm just kind of down. Again, I tell you it for myself. That's something I've somewhat recently learned how to do, that when I do feel down emotionally, mentally, physically, that I allow myself to feel that way. Okay, there's nothing wrong with it. And I found that allowing myself in and of itself was very helpful, because although I would feel down, I noticed that my behaviors weren't as destructive. Right? Just because I was kind of down, tired, depressed, whatever, I wasn't eating as much. Okay, so I noticed that first. So if you do get down, that's okay. Recognize it, and then begin asking yourself the question, what can I do to feel a little bit better? Right? I do feel like crap. I'm not gonna, you know, do that work I was supposed to do. I'm gonna give myself a break. See, a lot of times people do that with the food. They use the food to give themselves permission to take a break from some job they don't wanna do, or some, you know, task they have to accomplish, but they don't wanna do it, so they use the food as a thing to blame for not getting that done. Right? Some people do this with alcohol or drugs, okay? But the point is, if you recognize that you don't feel like doing that thing, you can give yourself permission to not do it and go take a nap instead, or go for a walk, or do something a little bit healthier. Right? But I want you to notice that thing that goes on in us, that when we have something to do we don't want to do, and I'm not telling you not to do things that you don't want to do, right? But sometimes you know you're in that place and you're not going to do them anyways, right? If you're in that place, give yourself permission to take the day off and do something a little bit healthier, a little bit better for you than pigging out or, you know, doing anything destructive in that way. The other thing is that as you do feel bad, as you begin to recognize that there are ups and downs in our lives, regardless of how we eat and how we exercise, that when those downs come, if you realize that if you can keep this down not so deep, that you're going to come back, and when you come back, you're going to feel even better. All right. So I think of that all the time because, you know, at one point I was trying to keep myself going like this forever, you know, and when I was going like this and I'd hit the down, I would feel really bad about myself. I'd get really upset because I said, God, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, and I still don't feel good. All right. And it wasn't until I started to accept that this is the way it goes that I accepted when the down came, and then I started working on how I can, you know, just let the down happen and not do anything to make it even worse. Okay, so before, if like I started to feel down, I started to pig out, then I'd feel like kind of going real down. And then when I came up, it just felt even harder, you know? And I said, what's the point of even exercising again? I blew a whole week. All right, so you want to get out of that, those long-term downs, and make them shorter. And again, primarily just recognizing that this natural oscillation of up and down, accepting that and appreciating it, enjoying it, okay? Because you can absolutely affect it. You can't make it like this, as far as I can tell, okay? But what you can do, I believe, is kind of make it like this, all right? So that it's overall going up, but even along that up trajectory, there's going to be some, you know, sometimes when you just don't feel great, and that's okay. All right, so allow yourself to not feel great all the time. You don't have to. That's not what this is about. Right? That's kind of an unrealistic expectation, I believe. And if you're holding on to that, it can be very, very destructive. Because if you can't live up to that, then the voice comes and says, oh, what's the point of any of this? Right? Well, there is a point. And the point is that as you keep going up this way, as you get up higher and higher, as your weight goes down and you still get a little bit down or depressed, it's okay because it doesn't last that long, and then you can come out of it quicker, feeling even better, all right? And then when the up comes up, you know, you try and maintain that as long as possible, right? Exercising, eating the way you want to, and all the rest of it. So I hope this has been helpful to you because, again, it's not the stuff I usually get to talk about right away, and it might not be the exact strategies that people are looking for, like meal planning or exercising, but this is just one of those areas that, in my experience working with a lot of clients, that this is one of the things that's just kind of those silent saboteurs, that if it's not dealt with, it can be very destructive. And on the flip side, it's actually very simple, one of the easier things to deal with. Okay, and so if you deal with it or you think about it, when you're not feeling great or 100%, see if it helps you out, right? See what it's like. See how it affects you a little differently than doing the all or nothing route, okay? So think about this, and I'll talk to you next week.